When I was a kid, my grandparents lived on Taylor Street Northeast, a block, skip, and a jump from Providence Hospital. I remember that joint feeling like the oldest place on earth in my childlike mind because, well, it was. It was also a vital resource for that part of the city where, like many black neighborhoods in D.C., healthcare services are at a definite premium. According to NBC4, last year, Providence Hospital had more than 5,500 ambulatory surgeries, 43,000 emergency room visits, and 4,900 inpatient admissions. And now, after 158 years, they shut down emergency services Tuesday, ending an era in Brookland. It feels weird to mourn the loss of a hospital for sentimental reasons, but if you think about it, it makes sense. People are born there, and as memorably, people die there. Folks' lives are saved in hospitals, and the relationships forged in those facilities are as vital to any community as anything else. Alas, DC's oldest general hospital died this week. It was more than a great run. It was one for many lifetimes. R.I.P. I'm Clinton Yates, and that's my take.